Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand three-day celebration has commenced in Ayodhya to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the Ram Temple. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will inaugurate the program shortly by performing the Abhishek of Ram Lala's idol. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "This temple was built after centuries of sacrifice, penance and struggle." He called it a great heritage of India's culture and spirituality. He expressed confidence that the Ram Temple will become a great source of inspiration in the accomplishment of the resolution for a developed India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi. The conference is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau or NCB. The Home Minister will also launch the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the NCP's Bhopal Zonal Unit, an extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. During the Drug Disposal Drive, more than 44,000 kilograms of seized narcotics worth 2,411 crore rupees will be disposed of. BJP Central Election Committee held a meeting in New Delhi last evening to finalize the name of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at the party headquarters and was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, and other top party leaders, including the Delhi BJP unit leaders. An Assam rescue team has retrieved another body from the flooded coal mine in Umrangso of Dima Hasao district this morning. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue for the sixth day today to locate the remaining workers who have been stuck inside the illegal Rathol coal mine after water gushed into it. One more body was retrieved earlier. On Monday, nine workers were stuck inside the coal mine after water entered into it. Two persons have so far been arrested in connection with the incident. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party MLA from Ludhiana West constituency, Gurpreet Gogi Basi, died after accidentally sustaining bullet injuries to his head late last night. According to family members, Gogi was cleaning his revolver when an accidental discharge caused the fatal injury. Sources said the AAP MLA was rushed to Dayanand Medical College and Hospital in Ludhiana by family members, where doctors declared him dead on arrival. The police are currently investigating the incident. In the US, at least 11 people have been killed in the devastating firestorms raging across Los Angeles County. According to preliminary numbers from state and local officials, more than 13,000 structures have been destroyed in the fires. The Sheriff's Department said over 1 lakh people are under evacuation orders. At present, 4 major wildfires are raging across the region. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered an inquiry into the county's water management after reports emerged that a critical reservoir was offline when the fires started and that the firefighters were left with dry hydrants. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to unconditional discharge in connection with his conviction in the hush money case. Unconditional discharge confirms Mr. Trump's conviction in the case without consequences. It means the incoming president will not be imprisoned, fined, or face probation, but his conviction still stands and he will still take office as the first U.S. president with a felony conviction. In Ladakh, temperatures have plunged to extreme lows, with Dras recording close to minus 25 degrees Celsius, followed by Kargil at minus 14.6 and Leh at minus 13.3 degrees Celsius. The coldest temperature, however, was recorded in Zojila, where it dropped to a severe minus 31 degrees Celsius. Traffic on Kargil-Srinagar National Highway will remain suspended until Monday for maintenance work on the road. And in badminton, Indian pair Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on South Koreans Oh Sang Jae and Kim Won Ho in the men's double semi-final of Malaysia Super 100. And that is the end of this news bulletin.